trend number six, energy continues to be a very, very important variable in the global economy. I put up a chart to show fossil fuels is still 87% of global energy consumption. We had a lot of interest in the last couple of weeks in renewable energy. You've had Al Gore out saying that renewable energy is going to replace oil and gas. Now, the Rockefeller family got a lot of attention because the Rockefeller Brothers Fund said it was going to divest itself of fossil fuel investments. A lot of pressure and noise about the university endowments sort of disinvesting from oil and gas. The reality is, I would be amazed if they're really going to disinvest, or rather they're going to put their money in a variety of different vehicles that then turn around and do the investment for them. I think a lot of this is window dressing to sort of appeal to young people. And I would also bet that some of this is designed to try and lower the or raise the cost of capital to the Russians, because right now the United States and Russia are in quite a little squabble. And part of it is that the U.S., by a very tiny amount, is the number one owner controller of proved fossil fuel reserves globally. And Russia is a very close number two. And the reality is, as the Arctic becomes available, thanks to changes in the weather, there's a risk that Russia ends up as number one, which the U.S. is absolutely not going to tolerate. Big report out recently that the Russians working with Exxon have discovered more Arctic oil. So the Arctic is going to be a big area of competition. It's part of the politics of what's happening between Russia and right now. But I put up a chart of the proved reserves, and you'll see how close it is. One of the greatest series we've done on the Salyer Report is with Jim Norman about the oil card. If you haven't listened to that, it's one of the best series I know to make sense of what's really going on in the fossil fuel world around the globe. And add to that the interview we did with Ann Williamson, wonderful investigative reporter who was in Russia in the 90s and watched much of the backstory of the current politics in the Ukraine unfold, and does a marvelous job of explaining that. And if you listen to the series with Jim Norman and Ann Williamson, you will really understand what's going on with Russia. Add to that the story of the fracking technology moving into Europe now, and both what fracking has done for the domestic supply here and what it's going to do in Europe is dramatically going to change the politics of the Middle East. Everything we're doing is trying to bring Europe closer to us. So don't be surprised after the elections if there's a real push to get the trade agreements between Europe and the United States finished and bring them much, much closer. Now, despite the importance of fossil fuels in terms of total market share, there's no doubt that renewables are growing, and some very exciting things are going on in renewable technology that could really get solar, geothermal, wind, really into the game in terms of competitiveness. So I would say between now, the next 5 years, you're just going to see renewable grow. And of course, on the margin, that's just clobbering the utilities, cash flows and stock market capitalizations, both in Europe. Utilities have done well in the United States in the beginning of this year, but I think there's real pressure on the utilities to try and use regulation to protect real monopoly business models and pricing. It's a losing game. It's an ugly game if you're one of the customers in the middle. But the reality is the utilities are stuck with a lot of expensive 2.0 technology and sunk costs. So expect for the big electric utilities to suffer. I put up a chart so you could see who the big guys are, both in Europe and the United States. Part of moving away and taking advantage of new technology and renewable energy technology is just doing it on a local level. And I put up a story we had on the blog about a German village who decided to just go out and do it. There's no reason we can't do that in America. You know, forget all the regulation, just go do it. And yet it's been almost impossible to organize local groups to do it. Why, you know, you and I can only posit, but as the slow burn eats away at the muscle of our economy, the local guys who figure out how to do that, are going to get a lot done. Watch the evolution of energy technology. Of course, the question always is how much breakthrough energy technology is going to be applied. We see examples around the world of cars that run on water and air. I put up a little video of the Tata's AirPod car, which is very interesting. Wired Magazine, interestingly enough, had an article on cold fusion. So, you know, the breakthrough energy technology seems to sort of peek through every once in a while. The reality is, even if the powers that be let that cat out of the bag, our infrastructure is deeply, deeply entwined into fossil fuels, and it will take one or two or several generations to sort of leapfrog. But keep an eye on what comes out, because it could be rather dramatic when it comes.